Lawyers filed briefs with the judge today on behalf of a naturalized American citizen who's being held as an enemy combatant in Iraq. The government says the prisoner is associated with al-Qaeda in Iraq and it wants to transfer him to Iraqi custody. His lawyers argue that if the transfer takes place, the American may be tortured or beyond the reach of U.S. courts. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
More than a year ago, Shaki Omar was arrested in Iraq. He holds joint American and Jordanian citizenship. Defense lawyer Joe Margulies didn't find out about the arrest until a year later. Then he filed a lawsuit to learn what was going on.
The idea is you have to bring him out of the darkness by going to court.
The Pentagon initially refused to confirm Omar's detention, but then the State Department and the Red Cross told Omar's wife, who's also an American, that her husband was in custody. This week, the government finally said why Omar's in prison. In a legal brief, the Justice Department said Omar was captured during a raid targeting associates of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the leader of al-Qaeda in Iraq. Omar allegedly harbored weapons and foreign fighters. Justice Department officials wouldn't comment for this story, but the brief describes Omar as a high-level operative in the Iraqi insurgency. It says Omar planned to use his fluency in English to lure foreigners away from their hotels for kidnapping. That's not his lawyer's understanding. Margulies says Omar went to Iraq to help rebuild the country.
It was just construction work. I mean, there's going to be, as everyone understands, a huge demand for rebuilding the infrastructure, and there's a lot of contract work to be done.
There's been a flurry of legal activity surrounding Omar in the last week. It started with a government attempt to transfer Omar to Iraqi custody. Margulies objected. He said Omar would likely be tortured in an Iraqi prison, and further,
if he's transferred to Iraq, and if he's genuinely out of U.S. custody, then it's not clear that a federal court could act.
A judge in Washington imposed a temporary restraining order preventing Omar's transfer. The Justice Department shot back, saying Omar has never been in U.S. custody, so the U.S. can't prevent his transfer. The government says Omar is in custody of the multinational force. Pepperdine law professor Doug Kamek worked at the Justice Department in the 80s, and he finds the government's argument credible.
If we have separate multinational facilities from American facilities in Iraq, and apparently we do, and if there are other personnel present, the mere fact that he interacts more with Americans rather than others is not likely to be the governing determinant.
Eric Friedman doesn't think so. He's a professor at Hofstra Law School who's represented enemy combatants in the past.
The question is, who has the ability to produce the body? It's not a question of, we are holding him in our facility with our guards and have complete physical control over him, but there's some piece of paper which says he's nominally in some other custody. This is a question of actual physical control.
For defense lawyer Margulies, this case is part of a disturbing pattern.
What has happened post 9/11 in U.S. military detentions is a deliberate attempt by the administration to place people beyond the reach of federal courts.
But Douglas Kamek sees the government's attempt to transfer Omar to Iraqi custody as part of a different trend.
This is the maturation of a democratic system in Iraq.
And he says the willingness of the United States to participate in Iraq's judicial process is a good sign. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.